This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Given basketball, they're looking for Pearson in the paint. They get it to her on the right elbow, faces the hoop, kicks it out. Smith, Steph for three. Nothing but that, but Steph Smith has her third three of the ball game.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Given as the Buffaloes battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Kearney Catholic saves it. Butler. Butler over to Fitzgerald. An uncontested layup, and he'll score. Now coming the other way. Driving in is Calling. Calling up in and draws a foul in the lane. Nice runner there by Tyson Calling.
The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is only a week away, and both teams look to gain some momentum with a solid effort tonight. It's the Stars and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Gibbon right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Gibbon High School for the boys' portion of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Gibbon Buffaloes and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. In our girls' game tonight, it was a battle in the first half, but Kearney Catholic took care of Gibbon in the second half, outscoring them 33-14 and advancing with a 64-31 victory for Kearney Catholic. Now we get ready for our boys' game. The starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First of all, for Kearney Catholic, they will start with number 10, a 6-foot senior, Jared Reinke. Number 11, a 5'7 senior, that is Jacob O'Brien. Then you slide down to number 20, Tyson Calling, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 25, Drew Butler, a 6'2 junior. And number 34, a 6'2 senior, Matt Bowman. Head coach of the Stars is Don Leese, assisted by Justin Moore. Blake Cover, Brendan Leese, Adam Leese, and Caleb Pocorny. They come with a record of 8-5 on the season. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6'3" junior, Logan Rivera. Number 3 is a 5'8 freshman, Luke Schuster. Number 15, 5'10 junior, is Colt Penn. Number 23, 6-foot junior, Dalton Jordan. And number 32, 6'3 senior, Austin Jordan. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Bench, Anthony Bench, Travis Drew, John McDermott, and Jordan Reinertsen. Gibbon winning in their last game out with just 2-11 on the year. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with high school basketball after this on Classic Hits 98.9. We're also on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com as Kearney Catholic gets ready to do battle tonight with the Gibbon Buffaloes. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic again was the winner by a score of 64-31. Back after this.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Gibbons Gymnasium, the brand new gym, this first year of existence, a beautiful facility, and we're glad to bring you tonight's Blue Platte Conference basketball contest. After tonight, the Kearney Catholic boys and girls have to take on Donovan Trumbull, and for Gibbons, they will be taking on Wood River on Friday. Looks like Keegan Fitzgerald's going to get the start here tonight for Kearney Catholic, so we'll change our lineup that Keegan Fitzgerald, because Tyson Colling, of course, injured. Don Leist is telling us that the normal kids go, but forgot that Tyson was injured against Hastings St. Cecilia. So Reinke, O'Brien, Fitzgerald, Butler, and Bowman. We're ready to get this ball game underway, and the opening tap actually being fought for, and it goes to Gibbon, and Gibbon will try and attack. Logan Rivera comes to the baseline, trying to stay away from Drew Butler. Out top to Benge, look for Rivera and Austin Jordan will be the two big scorers tonight for the Gibbon Buffaloes, as we saw them last week taking on Amherst, and those are the two guys that need to get the job done. Rivera tries to lob it inside. The ball overshot, but picked up on the backside by Benge. Now lost away again, headed out of bounds, and it will belong to Gibbon. In other basketball tonight, the Axtell girls leading Eustis Farnham 30-12 after three. That's going to be a big boys game over there tonight in Eustis. Two state-rated teams doing battle. Here, it will be Gibbon trying to handle the pressure. Kind of like the girls game, Gibbon's going to have to handle the pressure of the Kearney Catholic defense. Colt Benge with it here as they try to extend and double up on that ball. Kind of a 3-2 zone look here, pressuring the ball. Gibbon still has it. We haven't had a shot yet here in the first quarter, and finally the ball is knocked around, still loose. It is a hot potato, and the Stars will come out of there with it. Butler with the steal. Long outlet pass to the other end. Fitzgerald there for the layup. And Keegan Fitzgerald will give Kearney Catholic the lead by a score to 2-0. The Stars will put some pressure on. Joe Wells, Brooks Wells are your officials in tonight's game. And Gibbon will get it across the timeline with Benge. It looks like everywhere you turn, it's green jerseys if you're a Gibbon fan. They'll give it off to Dalton Jordan. High post to Austin in the corner to the freshman, Luke Schuster. They've played 90 seconds, and Gibbon looking for their first shot. Benge to the baseline. He'll put the jumper up off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound. And Luke Schuster will run it down for Gibbon. On the right side to Jordan. He'll drive in. He tried to lob it, I think, to Rivera, and over his head and out of bounds. So the second turnover for Gibbon. And Rivera was squared up like he was going to rebound it, but looked more like it was going to be a pass. So Jared Reinke brings it up here for the Stars. Jared drives left side, quick to the hoop, puts it up and scores. Looks like Kearney Catholic just wants to use speed here to begin things off and really pressure the Buffaloes. Colt Benge working on Fitzgerald. Now gets it into the front court, Schuster on the left wing, and he was standing out of bounds in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. And Gibbon will turn it over for the third time. So back over to the Stars it goes. And Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up with Jared Reinke. The Buffaloes trying to go man-to-man here. That could be a tough task as Bowman comes outside the paint, hands it to Butler for the three. Drew's going to be short here. Had the rebound not grabbed by anybody. Last touch by Gibbon. Want to thank all of the fine folks for bringing us tonight's high school basketball action on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Axtell. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds play. They go back door. Bowman's there. The little leaner is up and in. And Matt Bowman will make it 6-0. So a quick start here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Three different players have put points up. Rivera's open at the other end, but the pass got tipped, so it didn't get to him in time. Benge over to Schuster. Back out to Colt. A long three for Benge is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. Bowman, outlet pass to the other end. Good play by O'Brien. Wraparound pass to Butler, and Drew will lay it up and in. 8-0, and Coach Paul Reinertsen wants to get a timeout here, and there it is. A 30-second timeout will be called by Gibbon. 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0, Kearney Catholic.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Out of the timeout, it'll be Gibbon basketball trying to dribble through the double team. Jordan has it into Rivera in the paint. He'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Logan Rivera with the first points of the ball game for the Gibbon Buffaloes. The foul's on Drew Butler. First foul of the game on either team. So Rivera to the line to try to finish up the three-point play. And Logan puts the free throw up and right through there. So a three-point play for Rivera, and it's 8-3, Kearney Catholic. Axtell girls beat Eustace Farnham tonight 43-22 here. It was 64-31, Kearney Catholic over Gibbon. High post, Reinke tries to fire it down to Bowman. Somehow he grabs it, and then a blocking foul called on Rivera, trying to cut him off on the power move to the baseline. And the foul on Logan Rivera will be his first, and to the line will be Matt Bowman. Gibbon went for the steal, tipped it around. Bowman just out-muscled him for it that time, turned around, and Rivera slid over just a tad too late. So Bowman to the line for the first free throws of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic, and Matt will put the first one up and no good. Second free throw coming up here for Bowman, who has not been really asked to score as many points this year as last year. Kid that has started since he was a freshman. Second free throw up, and it's in and out, no good. And Logan Rivera will bring down the loose ball. Rivera gets it to half court. Long outlet pass, Schuster in the front court. He'll take it to the baseline, and he ran over Reinke. To charge will be called. So Luke Schuster with the first foul of the game on him. Block at one end and a charge at the other, and that time Kearney Catholic got both calls. Now it looks like Coach Reinerson's going to go to the bench and talk to his young freshman guard, Brett Benfeld. He's got a very young team, 5 freshmen on this varsity roster. And very, very young indeed. And in fact, there's only one sophomore on the entire roster. Here's Drew Butler, a deep three that's up and short, no good. Long rebound, run down by Keegan Fitzgerald. He'll put the runner up, and it finds its way home. Second bucket for Keegan Fitzgerald, and it's a 10-3 Kearney Catholic lead. Schuster in the backcourt with the basketball, gives it off to Benz. Benz into the front court to Jordan. It's going to be Austin to Dalton, and Dalton looked at the cutter but didn't get it to him. Now Rivera in the right-hand corner. Logan back up top, Schuster, reverse it left side, Benz. Reinke on him. Colt fires the three over the top. It's no good. Bowman pulls down his second rebound. Stars want to run. Butler gets it up to O'Brien. O'Brien attacks the hoop, up and in. Gibbon just not able to get back. They're there. They're just not set defensively. The Stars have them confused a little bit, and now a steal is made by Reinke. He gives it off to Fitzgerald, who will put it up and miss it. Drew Butler got the offensive rebound, and he'll put it back up and in. And another timeout will be called here by Gibbon as Kearney Catholic has jumped out to a 14-3 lead. Another 30-second timeout with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. 14-3 Stars.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And out of the timeout, it will be Gibbon basketball. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Shelton as the Buffaloes try to figure out how to handle the pressure here of the Kearney Catholic Stars. And Colt Benge, a blocking foul, going to be called against the Stars. And it's going to be on True Butler, and that's his second. Into the ball game for the Stars will be Brian Hoosman. So Hoosman checks into the ball game, and Kearney Catholic will settle back on defense here as Colt Benge will take the inbounds pass. Gives it off on the right side to Jordan. There's Dalton. There's Austin. Dalton has it right now. Dalton double team, gets it under the wing. They'll try to get to Rivera. Ball knocked away. It's still loose. Ends up in Schuster's hands. Gibbon will have it again. Benge fires it. Knocked away Reinke. Reinke with the steal. Jared trying to beat everybody back to the other end. Lays it up and scores. Second bucket for Reinke. And the Stars just doing it with defense right now. That is the fifth Gibbon turnover. This time they finally throw over the top of the pressure. And a layup at the other end for Dalton Jordan. So Gibbon gets on it, and now on the inbounds pass, we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Stars, and they'll give Gibbon the basketball on the steal. Keegan Fitzgerald, Kearney Catholic with their first turnover of the ball game, and Gibbon to throw it in. Into the ball game, Jackson Kenton now for Gibbon, and they'll get it into Jackson. Takes it back out to Benge. Colt puts the ball on the floor left side. Looking in for Rivera. He's covered by Bowman on the post. They'll try right side now as they get it to Jordan. Dalton, a couple of dribbles and back out between the circles. Stars in a man-to-man defense. They'll overplay the ball if they can. Rivera, bounce pass right side to Benge. Guarded there by Hoosman, who just checked in and going for the steal. The Stars going to be called for a little too much grab. But it goes on Jacob O'Brien, his first and the team's fourth personal foul. Team foul, or team foul, we should say. And Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop into Jordan. Open three on the way. Will not go for Dalton. And the rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. That'll be the third for Matt. Stars long outlet pass to O'Brien. Skip pass right side. Hoosman open. Kicks it out to Bowman. Drives down the lane. Charge. That time Rivera got the call. Matt Bowman with his first personal foul on the charge. Alex Lease is set to check in here for Kearney Catholic. Important stretch of the season here for the Stars. They play some real tough teams. Now some teams that they should be able to handle in Gibbon, Donovan, Trumbull, and then that first round of the tournament, they're that 4-5 game. They end up as the 5 seed with an 8-5 record, showing you the toughness of the conference as the top 4 teams are all rated. And they will have to travel to Loup City Tuesday, and we'll have the game on ESPN Radio. We'll tell you more at the half. Right now, Gibbon turns it over. Loup City's been banged up. They're 8-5, looking for a signature win. The teams have not played yet this year. For Gibbon, they have to go to Donovan Trumbull on Monday night for a play-in game. Right now, Reinke brings them off the floor. A little wide of the lane, tries to put the shot up, no good. Logan Rivera has the rebound up to Benge into the front court. Numbers are there. Jordan will take it to the hoop, and he is going to be, well, not fouled. They're going to say the ball was blocked, and Kenton got the rebound. He'll put it up no good. Rivera tries again, and he'll get it. Logan Rivera with the offensive putback, and it is 16-7. Kearney Catholic's lead down to 9. It was at 15 at one time. I would say 13 at one time. Reinke at the top of the circle, gives it off on the right side to Hoosman, out to Alex Lease. Three-pointer on the way, will not go. And a foul over the back on the rebound. So Gibbon, since that second timeout, settling down just a little bit. And into the ball game will be Creighton Pierce, David Squires for the Stars. Here comes Brett Benfeld for the Buffaloes. 55 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 16-7, Kearney Catholic. They jumped out to a 14-3 lead. And now Gibbon with the basketball. Colt Benge against that backcourt pressure. Zone trap gets it up to Jordan. And across the timeline comes Dalton. Gets by two men. Swings it in the corner to Rivera. No shot. They'll kick it back out. Trying to spread the floor here. And keep some space between them and the Stars so that they're not close enough to get double teamed. Kenton back over to Rivera. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Over to Brett Benfeld. Looks for the cutter. Not there. Has to get it over to Jordan. Checks the clock with 25 seconds. Crossover dribble. Gets by a couple of players and then overthrows Brett Benfeld in the corner. And out of bounds. Turnover number 7 here in the first quarter for Gibbon. Kearney Catholic will have a chance now at the last shot with 19 seconds, and Jacob O'Brien will walk the ball up the floor. O'Brien will lead it over to Creighton Pierce between the circles to Hoosman. Over to David Squires, 8 seconds. Back to Lease. Lease right side. Might have walked instead of foul. Kenton went in to try and make the steal, and that'll be the first foul on Jackson Kenton. Stops the clock with 4 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kearney Catholic will take it out in the front court in front of the Gibbon bench. And to throw it in is Creighton Pierce. Into the corner to Hoosman. Hoosman kicks it back out. Squires, a three at the buzzer. It's good. David Squires makes the three-pointer at the horn. And at the end of the first quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 19 and Gibbon 7. We're back with more basketball after this on KKPR.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Welcome to the second quarter of basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it by a score of 19-7. We'll look at some numbers in a moment, but the guys that ended the first quarter with the Stars start the second quarter. O'Brien, Lease, Squires, Pierce, and Hoosman. And Brian on the left wing up top to Creighton Pierce. Pierce back out top, Squires. He'll hold the ball. They open the lane for him. Squires one dribble into the paint. Hoosman turnaround knocked away from behind. Good steal made that time by Dalton Jordan. Just the second Kearney Catholic turnover. Ben Felt, Rivera, Dalton Jordan, Benj, and Kenton on the floor for Gibbon for their first possession of quarter number 2. Get it to Kenton. To Benfeld in the corner. Brett dribbles into the baseline and Lease cuts him off. Now throws it back out top. Benj, he'll take one dribble, put up an 11-footer, and hit it. Colt Benj with his first bucket of the ball game. Make it 19-9. Stars have the ball tipped, and Jordan makes the steal at midcourt. Nice athleticism there by Jordan, who gets it to Kenton. In the first quarter, Gibbon had 8 turnovers. Kearney Catholic just 1. Stars already 2 here this quarter. Jordan for 3. Fouled. Fouled by Squires. And the foul on David Squires will be his first. And 3 free throws going to be coming up here for Dalton Jordan. In the first quarter, rebounds, 5 for each team. 3-point shooting given 0 of 2. Kearney Catholic 0 of 3. Free throw shooting given 1 of 1. Kearney Catholic was 0 of 2. And the first free throw, Jordan, up and in. Rivera has 5 points to lead Gibbon. 3 different players with 4 points for Kearney Catholic. Ryan Key, Fitzgerald, and Butler. Second free throw, good. The third one coming up. Luke Schuster returns to the lineup here for Gibbon. Don't forget the half. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will give you all the first half stats. Recap the girls' game, which Kearney Catholic won, and talk a little bit more about the Luke Black Conference Tournament. The third free throw is no good, and David Squires will have the rebound, and the Stars get back into the offense. O'Brien looks back door. Lease has it. Back on the left wing. Pierce squares for the three. It's going to be up and short. Ball falls into the hands of Jackson Kenton, and he is going to be fouled by Hoosman, who tried to take it away. And we got a 1-1 at the other end. So Jackson Kenton will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And that is the seventh foul already, and it looks like most of the starters now are going to come back into the ball game for Coach Don Leese. Butler, Reinke, Fitzgerald, and Bowman, and then O'Brien, who was an original starter, is going to stay in there right now. But Jackson Kenton will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. The lefty gets settled, and the first one is on the way, and rattled in and out, won't go. Rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. Is game high fourth. Long pass down to Reinke. Coast to coast. Spin move of the lane. The 360 won't go. And the rebound brought down by Rivera. He quickly gets rid of it to Benj. And Colt will bring it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Over to Schuster. Schuster works it back between the circles. Kenton now over to Benj. And we've got a foul away from the hoop. And it's going to be a foul called on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Drew Butler got tangled up with Logan Rivera, and they went to the ground, so a hook going to be called on Butler, and that is his third personal foul, so he's right back out, and Squires is right back in. Logan Rivera at the line to shoot a one-and-one. And the free throw is up and in. So Gibbon kind of withstanding that initial Kearney Catholic surge in the first 3 minutes where they went up 14-3. Second free throw, Rivera, that one's short, and Bowman will have his fifth rebound. 19-12, Gibbon, long pass just barely got by Huseman, and a walk called. Huseman came towards the ball and left his feet and came back down and then took that extra step. O'Brien back in for Kearney Catholic, and Huseman is going to check out. So the Buffaloes have the ball back with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and Kearney Catholic leading it 19-12. They'll pick up that defensive pressure in the backcourt. Gibbon will break it. Jordan brings it up, throws it back over his head. It wasn't a very good pass, but Rivera makes a great save. And they'll swing it over to Schuster. Looking to get some kind of an outside jumper, but Fitzgerald's all over Schuster. 5 second count, and there it is. 5 second count on Gibbon. And that'll be their first turnover of the second quarter, but it is their ninth of the game. Don't forget more basketball coming your way this week on Classic Hits 98.9. Thursday night, it'll be Pleasanton at Ravenna. Friday night, it'll be Overton at Elm Creek. We'll also have the Kearney High Columbus doubleheader on ESPN Radio Friday night from Columbus. Bowman a charge. They lob it into Bowman. Rivera saw him coming, and Bowman just instinctively lowered his shoulder. And that is the second charge on Matt Bowman. And now Alex Leese is going to come in. And Bowman is going to check out. 10 fouls now on Kearney Catholic. 3 on Gibbon. And it'll be Gibbon basketball. Benj brings it up against that zone pressure. Gets by O'Brien. O'Brien now gives it off to Rivera, trying to steal it away. Squires, real handsy in there. They get it back and swing it over to Schuster. Hands it out to Kenton. Jackson, not a shooter. Into the ball game, Nick Fulmer. He has it. See, he's got freshmen all over the place. Schuster leaves it off. Kenton will shoot it. No good. Rivera with the offensive rebound. He'll put it back, and it will not go. Now Fulmer has it, and it's blocked out of bounds. So Gibbon doing a little bit better job on a board, but they can't get the ball to go in the hoop. And Colt Benj to throw it in. Kenton standing in three-point range. He'll take the three, and the shot is going to be no good. Fitzgerald will bring down the rebound. Up the floor they come. Give it off to Fitzgerald as he spins into the lane. Turns and kicks it back out to Leese for the three. It's no good, and the rebound goes to Gibbon. And with the basketball will be Colt Benj. So all of a sudden, Kearney Catholic is ice cold. They have not scored here in the quarter. And we played 3.5 minutes. Gibbon has only scored 5 points, but at least they're back in the ball game a little bit. From being down 12, it's now a 7-point game. And Gibbon will throw it in. Colt Benj in the backcourt brings it up. Gives it off to Schuster. Loses his dribble. Creighton Pierce is back in the ball game. There's a double dribble. Schuster kind of forgot where he was after he held onto the ball so long. Brett Benfeld and Dalton Jordan back into the ball game. Rivera stays on the floor. Also on the floor is Caleb Cranow and Colt Benj for Gibbon. But it's been a first 4 minutes of the second quarter filled with missed opportunities and a lot of missed shots. Creighton Pierce back out to the midcourt stripe. He'll give it to Reinke. Reinke trying to create some separation. Back out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald off the pick. Fires the three, and it's going to be no good. It hit the wire above the hoop, but they didn't see it. And Squires misses the putback and will come the other way. As Gibbon has the basketball, and up the floor is Jordan. Jordan kicks it out. Rivera for three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Reinke. Jared gives it off to Fitzgerald. Goes in for the left-handed layup and scores. So finally the drought is over. 21-12 Kearney Catholic, but it took them 4 minutes and 15 seconds to score in quarter number two, and they're up 21-12. Timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. They're only going to have two remaining. A full-length timeout by Coach Paul Reinertsen. 3:35 to go in the second quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 21 and Gibbon 12.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors to allow us to bring you high school sports. Doug Duda with you here on this Tuesday night from Gibbon. 3:30 to go, second quarter, 21-12, Kearney Catholic. Gibbon out of the timeout, forces it into Rivera. He's double-teamed. He leans. He shoots. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald will clear it out. Digging into the front court, O'Brien. O'Brien back to the trailer. Reinke, he'll set up for the three. It's off the mark. Saved by Creighton Pierce, but as he threw it back in, nobody was there. Out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic's 0 of 7 from three-point land. Gibbon is 0 of 4, and it goes back over to the Buffaloes. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Coach Rick Petrie scheduled to join us. Talking about the Kearney Catholic girls win. We'll give you the first half stats of the boys game. And in case you don't know the matchups, we'll look at the Lou Platte tournament brackets that begins next Monday. With it is Jordan. He's trapped out near midcourt. He just throws it up. The ball's loose. And a foul going to be called on Gibbons Jordan because he tried to punch the ball into the air and actually caught one of the Kearney Catholic kids. And is going to be called for his first foul. Brian Hoosman to check into the ballgame. And on the other side, Austin Jordan in for Gibbons. 2:47 to go here. In the first half, they're having some issues with one of the scoreboards. The other one is working, so they keep trying to fix that. The one to our right as we set behind the benches. Reinke with the basketball. Swings it over to O'Brien. Jacob holds the ball. Back up top of the circle to David Squires. Squires comes right side. Reinke one-on-one. He's got Dalton Jordan if he wants to drive. He tries to drive to the baseline and lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number 5 of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Stars haven't been able to score so they can slap that full court pressure on. And again, that catch 22 and a long pass here to break the pressure. 2-on-2. Rivera brings it down the lane. One hand scoop shot. No good. Got his own rebound. Underneath, he'll score. Logan Rivera stays with it. And he's got 8 points and 6 rebounds. He is the man so far tonight for the Buffaloes. 21-14 at the other end. Ball goes to Fitzgerald. Keegan into the corner to Squires. Pull-up jumper from 11. No good. Rebound tipped out. It falls in the hands of Brett Menfeld. Kept alive there by Austin Jordan. Gibbon could get a little closer here with the bucket. Ben's trying to get through the quadruple team. Somebody should be wide open if they can just find him. Up top, Jordan. Swing it over to Dalton. Passes up on the three. They'll get it to the high post to Austin Jordan. Over to Ben Felt. The freshmen are very, very timid about shooting the basketball here, and Kearney Catholic knows it. Now a skip pass over to Jordan. He'll drive in, dribble it off his foot, then it's kicked out of bounds by the Stars. A minute and a half before halftime. 21-14. Given basketball underneath their own hoop. Looking for a bucket. They've scored 7 points in each quarter. Kearney Catholic, after getting 19 in the first, have 2 in the second. Into Jordan, turnaround jumper. The fadeaway is up and in for Austin Jordan this time. And the lead is down to 5, 21-16. So give credit to Gibbon. They're fighting in the outlet pass. Knocked away, stolen away by Gibbon. Great play that time by Austin Jordan, who's into the stands. And now gets back into play. Rivera in the lane, puts it up and draws the foul on Jared Reinke. And hold the phone, everybody. This isn't a 30-point blowout in the first half. Gibbon has got discipline, and they have come back and hung in this. We said it'd have to be a low-scoring game, and they're making Kearney Catholic shoot some bad shots here in the second quarter. A foul on Reinke, his first at the line. Rivera to shoot 2, the first one good. Obviously, Don Leese is going to want to take away Rivera in the second half. Probably put a lot of pressure on him. Second free throw up and good, because he's the only one doing most of the scoring right now. He's got 10 of the 18 points, and the 13-point lead is down to 3. 21-18, Kearney Catholic. With it is Brian Hoosman. Out on the right side of the key, bounce pass up top, Squires. Back cut, beautiful pass. Hoosman up and in, and he draws the foul. What a pass by Squires. And Brian will go to line and try and complete the three-point play. Only the second bucket of the quarter, 48 seconds before halftime. The foul was called on Brett Benfeld, his first. And Brian Hoosman with his first free throw of the evening, no good. And the rebound goes to Austin Jordan, his first. Colt Bench has it with 45 seconds to go. In the backcourt, they double-team. He dribbles it off his foot. He's in trouble. They don't want to call it. Oh, they do call a timeout. They're only going to have one left in the game. Coach Paul Reinertsen calls a timeout to save the possession, but Gibbons only got one timeout remaining. 37 seconds to go here in quarter number two, and it's 23-18, Kearney Catholic.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and of course our friends in Ravenna, and we will be there on Thursday as they take on the Pleasanton Bulldogs in an area matchup. Our game's also on the web at kkpr.com. 37 seconds left in the first half. It's Kearney Catholic 23 and Gibbon 18. But Gibbon has used 4 timeouts. Buffalo basketball, they're coming off a timeout. They need to do something good here. They've got trouble getting across the timeline. The pass will be knocked out of bounds. That's a break for Gibbon because they'll get a fresh 10 now. They got about halfway towards the midcourt line. And to throw it in is going to be Dalton Jordan. Dalton looking. He'll toss it deep in the backcourt to Benz. That's where the problems are. And Ben's trying to work on O'Brien. Crossover across the timeline. 20 seconds to go. If the Stars foul, it's 2 free throws, so they better be a little careful. Ben's goes to Rivera. Baseline's open. Attack the hoop. Up and in. Logan Rivera lays it up and in. Still 10 seconds to go. Stars hustle up the floor. Squires left wing. 6 seconds. And then it's knocked away with 5 seconds to go. Logan Rivera with 7 in the quarter, 12 in the game. And Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout to set up a play. They haven't used a timeout yet in the basketball game, so the Stars will burn a 30 with 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It is Gibbon 23, Kearney Catholic 23, Gibbon 20, as the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 And if Gibbon can come up with a defensive stop here in these last 5 seconds, they've got to be pretty jacked going into the locker room. They won their last game. They've pretty much got who they're going to have the rest of the way. I had a chance to talk with Josh Leinertsen before the game. A little frustrated. He thought that he'd have that cast off of his hand by now, but the doctor says no. He goes in again this weekend, he says, and feels pretty good that they might get it off and he might have a chance to play in the conference tournament next week. He says if it's not conference, then maybe the last couple games into districts. Here we go. Stars 5 seconds to score. Reike throws it out to midcourt to Fitzgerald. He didn't get it cleanly, and a foul called on Gibbon. And they don't have a lot of fouls, so it's a 1-1. Brett Benfield did what he was told, but I don't think Coach Leinertsen expected the ball to be thrown in the backcourt. So now the Stars have 3.5 seconds. Same play, Reike to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's going to shoot it from the volleyball line, and his three-pointer is no good, and that is the end of the half. So kind of a desperation shot, and it did not go. And Kearney Catholic, after getting 19 points in the first quarter, are held to 4 in the second quarter, while Gibbon outscores them 13-4. And at the half, the score is Kearney Catholic 23 and Gibbon 20. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR. Doug Duda with you. Time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, they are there for you and have been for years. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our boys' game, the score, 23-20, Kearney Catholic with the lead, and we will take a look at the first half numbers in just a moment. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic was able to really pull away in the second half for a 64-31 win over Gibbon. They outscored Gibbon 33-14 in the second half. 14.7 rebounds for Bailey Sokolowski, 12.7 rebounds for Katie Sokolowski, 11 points for Kayla James, 10.8 rebounds for Becky Squires. For Gibbon, it was Jerrica Pearson leading the way with 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 block shots, 8 points, 5 rebounds for Steph Smith. Gibbon girls fall to 8-7. They get Wood River Thursday. The Kearney Catholic girls are 14-1. They travel to Donovan Trumbull on Friday. Don't forget, more basketball comes your way on Thursday. Pleasanton is at Ravenna. Friday, we'll be bringing you basketball action from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes take on Overton. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Fort Kearney Conference and Luplat Conference tournament action. Let's run down those brackets for you real quick and tell you where we are going to be. Let's start with the Fort Kearney Conference this time around. The play-in games are Saturday in Amherst, and then the girls' quarterfinals on Monday. The games in Pleasanton will be heard on ESPN 1460. Pleasanton will play the Elm Creek Eustis Farnham winner at 6. Elwood will play Axtell at 7:30. We will be at Amherst Monday night here on Classic Hits 98.9. The Amherst girls will play the Loomis Overton winner at 6, and SEM will play Wilcox-Hildreth at 7:30. Then on Tuesday, Loup City will be hosting the Kearney Catholic boys in the quarterfinals of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. on ESPN 1460 and on KKPR right here. The boys' quarterfinals from SEM High School in the FKC. SEM will host the Pleasanton Wilcox Hildreth winner at 6. Overton will play Loomis at 7:30. The semifinals and finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be on ESPN 1460. The semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 from Kearney Catholic next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll take a break, come back and take a look at the first half numbers of our boys' game, and then look at the Lou Platt brackets right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers of your boys' game. First of all, for Gibbon, they are led by Logan Rivera with 12 points and 6 rebounds. 1 rebound apiece for Luke Schuster, Brett Benfeld, and Nick Fulmer. Colt Finch, 2 points and a rebound. Jackson Kenton has a rebound. Dalton Jordan, 4 points and a rebound. And Austin Jordan has 2 points and 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting for Gibbon, 1 for 1 in the first quarter. 6 of 9 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each quarter. Turnovers for Gibbon, they had 8 in the first quarter, but cut that down to 2 in the second. And again, Kearney Catholic couldn't score, put the pressure on like they were doing in the first quarter, and it just snowballs from there. Foul situation, Brett Benfeld has 2. 7 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second at the half. Gibbon, 20 points, 13 rebounds. 6 of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they have Jared Reinke with 4 points, 1 rebound, Jacob O'Brien, 2 points, Keegan Fitzgerald, 6 points, 3 rebounds, Brian Hoosman has 2 points, David Squires, 3 points, 2 rebounds, Drew Butler, 4 points and a rebound, and Matt Bowman has 2 points and 5 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second, free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, and 0 of 1 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting, the Stars have yet to make one, 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 5 in the second, and turnovers for Kearney Catholic, they had 1 in the first quarter, and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Drew Butler has 3, Matt Bowman has 2. Kearney Catholic with 19 points in the first quarter, but 4 in the second. And at the half, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 0 of 3 from the free throw line, 0 of 8 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. Kearney Catholic holding on to a slim 23-20 lead over Gibbon. And as we said earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls went to 14-1, and we are joined by Coach Rick Petrie after their 64-31 win over Gibbon. And we know we're coaching. How's that Shadron State UNK game going?
Caitlin hit a shot with 1 second to go to win the game for Shadron.
Holy moly.
So, yeah, well, I'm pretty happy, yeah.
That's not good for UNK, but couldn't have worked out any better for the Petrie fans.
No, that's true. That was kind of nice. So, and it was nice given they went through some things to let me be able to watch the end of that game, so that was kind of fun.
Well, there you go. Well, your game tonight started off with a little bit of a challenge. We've said for years that Gibbon always likes, they've had Kearney Catholic's number, and they turn it up a notch when you guys play. And they came out of the gate the first 4 minutes and gave you all you wanted, but did you see from that point on the pressure was too much for them? You forced them into 35 turnovers. You got them real tired just trying to get the ball up the court.
I thought our defense was really good tonight. You know, we moved. Our press is really good. And, you know, we haven't used our zone press a whole lot because we've been doing pretty well with man. But when we switched to that, you know, I thought we did a great job just making it difficult for them to get the ball up the floor.
Second half, Jerrica Pearson was the one that was obviously, that's the girl you want to key on, and you held her to 2 points in the second half.
Well, and part of that is if they can't get the ball up the floor, they can't get it to her. And we forced her to handle the ball maybe a little bit more than she wanted. So, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to our girls in the second half. We kind of stepped up and really played well.
Obviously, the big story is now Bailey Sokolowski is the best Sokolowski on the team.
I don't know about that, but
outscoring her sister, yeah, though, by 2 points, that's the first time that's happened.
That's true. You know, Bailey's coming on strong, and she's, stepped out and hit a couple outside shots tonight, so that was kind of fun to see.
Kayla James, when she was picking herself up off the floor, was doing some good things as well.
Her best, I think, scoring night of her career, and you know, defensively, you're always going to find her on the floor. You know, she just gets after it, and it's she's a great defensive player.
And quickly, Rick, you've got a makeup game with Donovan Trumbull Friday, but you go into the conference tournament as the top seed. Your thoughts as you head into conference?
You know, we're just going to have to keep playing, you know, like we did tonight, and doing the things we've been doing. You know, we're just trying to get better as a basketball team, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. I thought, you know, second half we played better than the first, took care of the ball a lot better.
All right, Coach, congratulations on your win and on a good night for Caitlin, and we'll see you next week at conference.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Rick Petrie of the Kearney Catholic Stars, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll head to the second half of our boys' game next.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And we start the second half of play. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Gibbon's going to get the ball to start the third quarter, and they actually have an opportunity to tie this basketball game here. 23-20 is the score for Kearney Catholic. With the basketball, the Buffaloes working around to Luke Schuster. They've got the original five starters out there, the Jordan boys, Dalton and Austin, along with Ben Schuster and Rivera. And here's the jumper in the corner for three by Jordan, but it won't go. Offensive rebound, Colt Bench. He'll put it back up too strong, and then I think they're going to get Rivera over the back. Neither team has been able to drain a three, and for Logan Rivera, that'll be his second personal foul. First team foul of the half. And now Kearney Catholic. It'll be interesting to see how things or if things change here in the second half of play. They got out to such a quick start. They were up 14-3, and then things slowed down. Bowman into the corner to O'Brien. Back up top, Butler. Butler, three-pointer on the way. Front of the iron, no good. Bowman all alone. Rebound put back up and in. Matt Bowman with the offensive putback, his sixth rebound of the ball game. 25-20 now. There's the steal in the backcourt, and going in for the layup, Butler, and there you go. Once it starts, it's hard to stop, and this is what happened in the first quarter, and quickly the lead goes from 3-7 here in the first minute of quarter number three. Then in the backcourt, his pass tipped and stolen away again. Butler's going to drive. Butler put it up too strong that time, and the rebound is brought down by Austin Jordan. That'll be his second rebound of the ball game, and this time Gibbon will get the ball up the court. Colt Bench gives it off to Rivera, to Schuster, back out to Bench. Into the corner to Dalton Jordan, into Austin in the paint, turnaround jumper up and in. Austin with his second bucket of the ball game, and it's 27-22 Kearney Catholic. The Stars 8-5, Gibbon 2-11, did win their last game, trying for their first winning streak of the season. With it is Fitzgerald, he'll attack, the finger roll from the right baseline, no good. Rivera about tipped it in, and then Bowman does. Matt Bowman with his second offensive putback here of the quarter. And it's 29-22. Rivera tries a three at the other end, but it will not go. And the rebound brought down by Jared Reinke. Might have got away with a double dribble there. He looked up the court. I thought he caught the ball. Three-pointer Fitzgerald, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Jordan. Kearney Catholic is now 0-10 from three-point land, and Gibbon is 0-6. Who can finally hit one? Jordan tries one at the other end. And a foul going to be called. We may have three free throws here. Nope, two shots. They're going to say his toe was on the line. The foul's on Jacob O'Brien, his second of the team's first. So Kearney Catholic trying to force the pace here. And Gibbon actually trying to go ahead and do that with them a little bit here to start the second half. The free throw is no good by Dalton Jordan. Into the ball game. Here comes Caleb Cranow for Gibbon and Brian Hoosman for Kearney Catholic. In a top 10 battle in the fourth Kearney Conference, Axtell leads Eustace Farnham after one, 19-13. Second free throw, Dalton Jordan up and in. He's got 5 points, 29-23. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Stars have the ball. Bowman is up top. They'll sag on him with Trey now. They'll let him have the three if he wants it over to Butler. Butler looking for a little pick and roll. Gets it in to the big fella. And what's the call going to be? They will call the charge. Three charging fouls so far tonight on Matt Bowman. Three charging fouls on Bowman. He's just got to not lower the shoulder, I guess, after you get called for it the first time. They're going to really keep an eye on you, and he will come out of the ball game. And that's a big piece of the puzzle. Squires comes in, but it's just not the same as far as a presence in the paint for Kearney Catholic, and that might open it up a little bit for Gibbon. As Jordan brings it up the floor, right into the paint, puts the jumper up, no good. Ooh, players get tied up going for the ball, and Rivera's over the back. So just as important as Bowman is for Kearney Catholic, Rivera is for Gibbon. And one of the Stars a little slow to get up in Jared Reinke. He really got twisted there as their arms got tangled up, and Reinke says, well, I'm okay. And now Rivera's out, and Jackson Kenton is in. There's only one kid, well, let's say two, Colt Benge and Dalton Jordan, are the only two guys on the floor right now that can probably or will shoot the basketball. So Kearney Catholic up by six. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Squires in the left-hand corner. Back up top, Butler. Little stutter, drives in, goes up high, and lays it in. Drew Butler with his eighth point of the basketball game. The Stars are up by eight. Pressure is on to Cranow. Still in the backcourt, got to look forward, and Fitzgerald steals the basketball away. He'll bring it to the hoop, stop, and then try to get it to Butler. Butler on the left corner. Had to adjust there a little bit. Up to Reinke. Reinke now attacks, and he'll lay it in. 6 points for Jared Reinke. And one problem for the Gibbon Buffaloes, they only have one timeout coming into the second half. So it's not like they can just call it here and adjust. They used four timeouts in that first half of play. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll still be Gibbons. And Gibbon will throw it all the way out to Colt Benge. Back in the corner to Jordan. Three-pointer is no good. And the ball brought down by Reinke. He'll push it up the floor for the Stars. Trying to go coast-to-coast. Will. And score. And it's now 35-23. So the three-point halftime lead is back to a dozen. And here it is. The final timeout going to be called by Gibbon. This is their last one of the ball game. And I guess Coach Paul Reinerson figures if they don't stop the run right now, it's going to be over anyway. So 3:57 to go in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 35 and Gibbon 23.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And we're back to basketball after the final Gibbon timeout midway through the third quarter. Kenton has it on the left side, trying to post up Rivera, who re-enters. Can't get it to him, so they'll reverse it out to Colt Benge. Benge off the pick, trying to find somewhere to go, but only staying between the circles. Swings it over to Kenton, again looking in for Rivera. He throws it in there with the ball punched out of bounds, and it's last touched by the Buffaloes. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Gibbon, 35-23. Stars with the lead. Gibbon scoring just 3 points so far here in the quarter. And the ball comes back over to the Stars. Between the circles, Drew Butler. Brett Benfeld is in, and he's guarding him. Butler looks for the back cut, gives it off to Fitzgerald. Quick three, good. Keegan Fitzgerald, one of the best three-point shooters off the pick, and that's the first three by either team tonight. Kearney Catholic's 1 of 11 and Gibbons 0 of 7. And now Benfeld's pass is swatted out of there by Squires, but picked up by Luke Schuster. They'll hand it off the bench. Colt left elbow. Pull up jumper. Got it. Nice shot by Colt Bench. His second bucket of the ball game. Coach Paul Reinertsen even off the bench saying that's what we're trying to do. Get that screen and get that look. 38-25 Stars. Collision at the other end. Oh, Rivera just made his fourth foul possible by sticking his knee out. And that is not a smart play by Rivera, and he's going to have to come out of the ball game. And in is Austin Jordan. So Gibbons' leading scorer goes to the bench here. All 12 of his points in the first half. Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop. Butler all the way out to Alex Lease, who's in, to Squires. David back over to Butler. Drew to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, long three straight away, and that one is too strong. Rebound comes out to Drew Butler. Butler kicks it back to Fitzgerald. He'll put up a 13-footer this time and draws the foul. Keegan will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. The foul is going to be called on number three, Luke Schuster, his second. That's the fourth foul of the half on Gibbon. Fitzgerald has yet to be at the line, but he has 9 points in the ball game. Six in the first half and hit a three earlier this quarter. Free throw is on the way, and welcome to double digits to Keegan Fitzgerald. He is actually the star's leading scorer right now, which I would venture to say has not happened this season for Keegan, the 5'7 sophomore. Usually comes off the bench, but after Tyson Colling was hurt in the Hastings-St. Cecilia game, he's moved into the starter's role. Second free throw on the way. That one is short. And the rebound brought down by Jackson Kenton. So Gibbon with the basketball, trying to find a way to get some points on the board. The odd quarters have been Gibbons, Kearney Catholic. The even quarters have been Gibbons. And a reach-in foul called here on Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald saying, I didn't touch him. Joe Wells says, yes, you did. He'll come out, and Jacob O'Brien will come in. That is the third foul, they say, on Fitzgerald. So we'll catch up on the book. Schuster doesn't take the shot, hands it off to Kenton. Kenton looking out towards midcourt, swings it over to Brett Benfeld. Benfeld, skip pass in the corner to Schuster. Schuster will take a shot, and it's good. Luke Schuster actually shot the basketball, and it went in. And they're going to give him a three-pointer on that, according to the scoreboard, 39-28. I don't think it was, but we'll double-check, see what they say. It's got 28 right now, and that would be the first three of the ball game. So we'll put Schuster down for a three. Now at the other end, Bowman, leader in the lane, hit the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Brett Benfeld has it. It's a race to the other end, one-on-one, draws the contact, blocking foul on O'Brien. Shot no good. And to the line, the freshman, Brett Benfeld, to shoot a pair of free throws. .134 to go here in the third quarter of play. 39-28. Kearney Catholic, and Benfeld misses the first free throw off the front of the iron. And it looks like maybe Rivera landed on his elbow pretty bad. They went and got him a sack of ice to ice his elbow down. Second free throw by the freshman, Benfeld. That one's up and in. And it's now 39-29. Kearney Catholic by 10. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Reinke kicks it back out top. Bowman top of the circle, tries to drive. Kicks it back out to Reinke. Fakes right, goes left, puts up a runner, and it fell. Tough shot there for Jared Reinke. And Jared now has 6 in the quarter and 10 in the ball game. 41-29 Stars. Long pass to break the press is tipped out of bounds by Bowman, and Gibbon will have it. 108 left here in quarter number three. Didn't get a chance to run down those conference tournament brackets. We'll try and do that here for you in a little bit, so stay with us as Benz drives a little floater, caught the side of the board for the baseline, and David Squires will have the rebound. He and Bowman are the last two down the floor. Now Reinke catches it. Bounce pass back door, but the only person there is Luke Schuster. First turnover of the half for Kearney Catholic. Schuster into the front court. The freshman fires it right into the grill of Austin Jordan. He'll take the shot, no good. O'Brien with the rebound, and then Jordan trying to follow his shot commits the foul. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. On the boys' side of the conference tournament, Kearney Catholic, the fifth seed. They'll play at Loup City Tuesday at 7. We'll have it on ESPN Radio. For Gibbon, they're the 9 seed. They play Monday at Donovan Trumbull. If they win, they play Tuesday at top seed Ravenna at 8. Stars spread the floor a little bit here. Not necessarily looking for the last shot. Bowman comes into the right corner now, all the way back out to O'Brien. 25 seconds to go. 41-29. Kearney Catholic leads it by 12. A bucket here would give them their biggest lead of the game. Down to 15 seconds. Reinke picks his dribble up. Back to the center circle to O'Brien with 10 seconds. To Reinke. 7 seconds. Top of the key. Give and go back to Reinke. Kenton got away and they draw the foul. Jackson Kenton with his second personal foul, and that is the 6th team foul on Gibbon, who had stayed pretty clean in that department in the first half. And they're going to give Reinke free throws here. Boy, that's a generous, generous gift. They're going to let Jared shoot 2 free throws. And the first one is on the way, no good. Reinke hadn't even got to the hoop yet that time. Alex Lease will check in. And also Abe Clinch will check in. 3 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3. Second free throw coming up for Reinke. And Jared will put this one up and in. Let's see if Gibbon can get any kind of a decent shot away. They throw it in real deep. Colt Band will have to let it go from just inside half court. It's way off the mark, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, the Kearney Catholic Stars 42, the Gibbon Buffaloes 29 on 98.9 KKPR.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
We are back here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Boys tournament in the Loup Platte one more time. Monday, Gibbons at Donovan Trumbull. The winners at Ravenna Tuesday and Kearney Catholics at Loup City Tuesday. The bottom half of the bracket Monday, Centura's at Ord. The winners at St. Paul Tuesday. Also in the bottom half of that bracket, Wood River will be at Adams Central. And the top 4 teams in Loup Platte boys are all in the state rankings between C1 and, well, actually Class B, we should say, for Adams Central. Loup City, D1, so all the way from B to D1. Kearney Catholic gets the ball here to start the fourth quarter of play, and Jared Reinke's going to put a pull-up jumper up, no good. And Logan Rivera will get his first rebound of the half, and it will be Gibbon basketball. Rivera had 12 points and 6 rebounds in the first half, no points, and that was his first rebound of the second half. Kearney Catholic, 19 points in the first quarter, 19 points in the third quarter, and they force a turnover here. But they only had 4 in the second. At the other end, Reinke attacks, and we're going to get a little blocking foul as Jordan tried to hold his ground, and Jared Reinke's shot goes in, so he has a game-high 13 points. One shot here, 44-29, and Reinke puts the free throw up, and it is in, so he completes the 3-point play. 45-29, Kearney Catholic. Looks like, again, they have kind of found their range, and they have taken the lead out to 16. That's the biggest so far of the ball game. Putting that full court zone trap on. This time the ball tipped and stolen away. Up the floor they come. Butler trying to beat everybody back, but Colt Benj got in there and knocked it away. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Good hustle by Benj. Gibbon with 16 turnovers, but 8 of those were in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic with 7 turnovers. 6 of those were in the second, so he can see why they weren't scoring. They were having a lot of trouble in the second quarter. Basketball action here on KKPR. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. And a back cut here, trying to get it to Fitzgerald, but Ben saw it coming, and Colt will step in front and make the steal. 8th Kearney Catholic turnover. Now he tries to dribble through the double team, and it's stolen away, and it's a 3-on-none at the other end, and Fitzgerald will put it up and score. It actually got in the cylinder, and Jordan went and tipped it away, goaltending. But Keegan Fitzgerald now with 12 points, season high. Well, not a season high. I think he had 15, I guess, once earlier this year. I'm mistaken. He might have led him once with four threes in a ball game that we did earlier this year against Ainsworth, I believe. 6:34 to go here, and driving the other end, Schuster puts it up on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound brought down by O'Brien. Outlet pass to Reinke, and he collides with Jordan, way out away from the hoop. Dalton Jordan with his second personal foul. 8th team foul, and Kearney Catholic will shoot a 1-1. Kearney Catholic is 3 of 8 from the line in this basketball game. Gibbon is 8 of 13. Reinke is 2 of 3. He has a game-high 14 points. Make it 15 as the first one's in. Top 10 FKC matchup there at the half. Axtell leads Eustis Farnham 34-22. 34-22 Axtell at the half, leading Eustis Farnham. Jared Reinke hits them both. And a quick start here to the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic. They get 7 points, the first seven, and the lead is up to 20. Up the floor comes Bench. He'll kick it out on the wing to Jordan. Kind of bumped around, but gets in the paint, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Reinke. Outlet pass to O'Brien at the other end. Stars are running and gunning, and O'Brien scoops it up. No good. Rivera has the rebound, and here comes Gibbon. Benge with it. They just can't get up the floor offensively as fast as Kearney Catholic does defensively. Benge puts it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Austin Jordan kind of slipped out of his hands on the putback. No good. Rebound Fitzgerald. And at the other end, Reinke. Fight for the loose ball, and Luke Schuster will have it for the Gibbon Buffaloes. So a couple of real quick possessions on each end, resulting in not many points. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Reinke, and they're going to say last touch by Rivera. Four turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter for the Buffaloes. 49-29, Kearney Catholic with 5:35 to go in the contest. And Gibbon has used up all their timeouts. They used four in the first half and used the last one in the third quarter, so they're not going to be able to stop the clock as Butler fires the three and nails it. Just the second three of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Drew Butler now with 11 points, and it is 52-29. The Stars, a 10-0 run to start this quarter. Left wing with it, Luke Schuster. Schuster runs into the defender, and Jacob O'Brien called for his fourth personal foul. 15 foul, and into the ball game, Nick Fulmer and Jackson Kenton for Gibbon. And Kearney Catholic looks like they're going to bring in five new sets of legs. Alex Lee, David Squires, Creighton Pierce, Brian Houston, and Abe Clinch. And that might be it for the starters tonight for Coach Don Lees. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. We'll talk with Coach Lees and get you out of here on this Tuesday night. Right now, though, still 5 minutes to go in our ball game. Colt Benge out of the right wing. Brings it to the right elbow, pulls up from 15. It's short, and they'll just let it go out of bounds. Kearney Catholic ball. Stars play at Donovan Trumbull Friday, while Gibbon takes on Wood River. And according to my schedule, the girls will host them Thursday, and the boys will be at Wood River Friday. Stars basketball, Abe Clinch, top of the circle over the Lee. Spots up for the three right side. It's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Luke Schuster, his third of the ball game. Schuster up ahead to Benge. Right-hand corner to Rivera. Rivera forces his way in the lane. Blocked once. Not the second time, though, and he'll score. Brian Hoosman got a hand on the first attempt. Rivera picked up the loose ball and scored. And after 3.5 minutes here in the fourth quarter, Gibbon has moved the scoreboard. 52-31. Kearney Catholic ball. And the cutter, Hoosman. Beautiful pass in there from Squires. That's the second nice pass from Squires tonight. Really nice pass, and Hoosman scores. And a foul in the backcourt as Kearney Catholic overplays the ball. And the foul on the Stars will be their sixth team foul. And the foul on Creighton Pierce will be his first. Again, if you didn't hear, UNK women fall at the horn to Shadron State. Caitlin Petrie hits a shot to win it at the buzzer for Shadron as we get a jump ball here. And the arrow points away of the Gibbon Buffaloes. Thursday night, Pleasanton is at Ravenna. Friday night, Overton is at Elm Creek. We've got those doubleheaders for you here on KKPR. We'll also bring you the Kearney High Columbus doubleheader from Columbus Friday on ESPN Radio. Colt Bend with the basketball. Colt kicks it out on the wing to Luke Schuster. Schuster between the circles. Stutter dribble, brings it to the right elbow, leaves it off on the baseline. The shot's going to be blocked in there. Block shot, David Squires on the Nick Fulmer attempt. Baseball pass to the other end. Creighton Pierce catches it in stride and scores. Nice play by Kearney Catholic. Pierce with his first bucket. And much like the girls' game, Kearney Catholic is pulling away in the second half pretty dramatically in the boys' game. 25-point lead, 56-31. Ben's dribbling away some time, gets it back out to Jackson Kenton. Stars continue to overplay the ball. Logan Rivera working on Squires, top of the circle, trying to get a shot away. He'll fire. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Pierce. Outlet pass, trying to find Abe Clinch and threw it out ahead of him way too far, and out of bounds it goes. Brett Benfeld and Caleb Cranow re-enter the ball game for Gibbon. And it is Buffalo basketball. 3 minutes to go here in our varsity boys contest. Kearney Catholic 56 and Gibbon 31 as Benfeld brings it into the front court. Gibbon will go to 2-12. Kearney Catholic will improve to 9-5. Kenton at the top of the circle with the dribble, turns it, hands it off. Schuster with it. Luke right now, left, off the pick. Finds Benfeld. Gibbon getting a little farther away from the hoop with every move in and move out. Benfeld stopped, needs some help. Gives it off to Schuster. Schuster's now all the way at midcourt. As Kearney Catholic all over him with that amoeba defense. Gives it off to Fulmer. Works it inside to Kenton. He's double-teamed. Not a lot of offense out on the floor right now for Gibbon. And you can see that. Nobody's able to get a shot. We're going to get a jump ball eventually. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. As the clock runs down to 2:19. In for Gibbon is going to be number 50, Derek Kroll. And in for Kearney Catholic will be Robbie Yoakum. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball after the alternating possession arrow pointed the way of the Stars. Yoakum with it on the right wing. He's over there pretty much by himself up to Pierce. Pierce now right side. Ball knocked away by Benfeld. It is loose. It is picked up by Pierce into Squires in the paint. Fadeaway jumper and it goes. David Squires with 5 points in the basketball game. 58-31, Kearney Catholic. A minute 55 to go. In the front court with it, Luke Schuster. He'll turn, he'll hand it off to Nick Fulmer. Fulmer works it to the right side. Picks his dribble up there on Abe Clinch. Knocked away by Clinch, and eventually it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Gibbon. Into the ball game for Gibbon is going to be Cole Gonzalez. And into the ball game for Kearney Catholic is going to be Eric Long. Long moves into the varsity role when Tyson Colling got hurt. Inbounds pass comes to Gonzalez. Nice backdoor pass underneath the crane out. Puts it up, and it won't roll over the rim. Yoakum gets the rebound, and then Yoakum is fouled by Caleb Cranow, his first 19 foul. So Yoakum goes to the line to shoot a 1-on-1 here for the Stars. A minute 34 remains. All Kearney Catholic in the second half. They have outscored their opponents from Gibbon 35-11. Free throw is up and in by Yoakum. 59-31. It was a three-point game at the half. Second free throw up and in. So kind of hard to believe Gibbon gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted in the first half, and then the Stars just doing about anything they want. That pressure just went the whole second half here against Gibbon. Brett Benfeld with the basketball up top, dribbling right, dribbling left, giving it off to Fulmer. Stars don't even want to let him get a shot away here. Back to Benfeld. Brett in the left-hand corner to Fulmer. Good switch on the screens. He'll drive the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Eric Long. The sophomore clears it out to Alex Lease. Up the floor they come to Yoakum. Yoakum underneath the Pierce. Back trying to get it to Yoakum. The ball's kicked in the paint. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. Kearney Catholic just their 10th turnover of the ball game. Here comes James Witt into the ball game for Gibbon. Also checking in Trey Rivera into the ball game with just under a minute left here in our varsity contest. So Kearney Catholic going to get the sweep tonight of the Gibbon Buffaloes. They win the girls game 64-31, and they're up 60-31 here in the boys contest. Into the front court they come. Top of the circle with it is Ben Felt. They'll give it off on the left side to Trey Rivera. Back up to Ben Felt. And a double dribble called on the Buffaloes. 20th turnover of the basketball game for Gibbon. 10 in each half. Don't forget, the Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up. So stay with us here on Classic Hits. We'll have all the final numbers. Robbie Yoakum brings it up. Gets a pick from Alex Lease. Brings it to the right side with 30 seconds to go. Pulls up, fires the three, and caught it. Robbie Yoakum with the three-point bucket, and he's got five here in the fourth quarter. And that will make it 63-31. Kearney Catholic back on defense, 15 seconds to go. Ben Felt finds a little room in the paint. He wants to get a shot, and he'll draw the foul. The foul going to be called on Alex Lease. His first and two shots coming up here for Ben Felt. He has 1 point, one of two at the line, back in quarter number three. And the free throw here is good. Second point for Ben Felt. He's got another free throw coming up here. His dad's smiling across the way. I can see that even without the glare coming off his head. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Lease. Up the floor, 4 seconds, and they are just going to go ahead and dribble the clock out, and this basketball game is over. Kearney Catholic, 63, and Gibbon, 32. The Buffaloes are now 2-12. The Stars improved to 9-5. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show. All the final numbers on the way.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And welcome back to high school sports action on Classic Hits 98.9. Again, want to thank Jeff Montgomery and the entire crew here at Gibbon for their hospitality as always, and beautiful new gymnasium. Things going well here at Gibbon. Now they're just going to try and pick up a few more wins before the end of the basketball season. We'll see how that pans out. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Basketball, volleyball, football, baseball, softball, whatever it is that you need. Maybe it's time to already think about your track spikes. They can get them for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, 63-32. Kearney Catholic pulls out the victory here, and it was a three-point game at half, if you can imagine that. Kearney Catholic able to outscore the Gibbon Buffaloes 40-12 in the second half. First off for Gibbon, Logan Rivera led the way, 14 points. 12 of those were in the first half. He also had a team-high 8 rebounds. Luke Schuster, 3 points on a 3-point bucket. He had 3 rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Nick Fulmer had a rebound. Colt Benge, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jackson Kenton, 2 rebounds. Dalton Jordan, 5 points and a rebound. And Austin Jordan, 4 points and 4 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half for Gibbon, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, and 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for Gibbon, 10 in each half. The Buffaloes had 20 points at halftime, but were held to just 12 in the second half. and they finish with 32 points, 23 rebounds, 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, 20 turnovers, and Gibbon falls to 2-12 on the season. The Buffalo boys will be at Wood River on Friday. We'll take a break and look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic and chat with Coach Don Lees right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they had 9 players score. And tonight they were led by Jared Reinke. He had a game-high 16 points and pulled down 4 rebounds. Jacob O'Brien, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Solid night for Keegan Fitzgerald, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Brian Hoosman had 4 points and a blocked shot. Robbie Yoakum, 5 points and a rebound. Creighton Pierce, 2 points and a rebound. David Squires, 5 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Drew Butler, 11 points in the ball game. He had 2 rebounds. Alex Lease had a rebound. Eric Long had a rebound. And Matt Bowman, 6 points, and he had a team-high 7 rebounds. I had Kearney Catholic for 12 rebounds in the first half, 14 rebounds in the second half. Free throw shooting, Stars were pretty bad until the fourth quarter. They were 5 of 5 in the fourth quarter, and that got them to 7 of 12 for the game. They were 0 of 3 in the first half and then 7 of 9 in the second half. As far as three-pointers go, Kearney Catholic 0 of 8 in the first half. They ended up missing their first 10. They were 3 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers 6 in the first half and 4 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 23 points at halftime, and they scored 40 in the second half. They finished tonight with 63 points, 26 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 10 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic improves to 9-5 on the season, with a 63-32 win over the Gibbon Buffaloes. And up next for Kearney Catholic, they will be at Donovan Trumbull on Friday and then into the conference tournament where they will be taking on Loup City in Loup City Tuesday night. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio 1460 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. And again, for the Gibbon boys, their first action in the conference tournament will be on Monday night, and they will be traveling on Monday night to Donovan Trumbull at 7. If they win that, they're at Ravenna Tuesday at 8. On the girls' side, Gibbon will be in action at home right back here next Tuesday. They're the fourth seed on the girls' side. They'll host Wood River next Tuesday. That game is at 7. The Kearney Catholic girls will host the Loup City Ord winner next Tuesday at Cope Gymnasium, also at 7. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR. And we're joined by the head coach of the Kearney Catholic boys, Don Lease. And Coach, you went through such a juggernaut of teams on your schedule that when you look at the record that Gibbon had coming into the night, you thought maybe a little bit of a, not you, but people would think that it might be a little bit of a breather, and it looked like through 4 minutes that was going to be the case. You end up winning big on the scoreboard, but for folks that just joined us, this is a three-point game at the half. You told me you were going to have a lot of things to work on tonight. How'd that work out?
The kids did a good job on some stuff. We've been working on some different things as far as a couple other presses and stuff. And that they really like to run, so we ran that a little bit tonight, and then we just kind of mixed and matched on some stuff because I want to see how, Gibbon rotates on it and stuff so we can kind of fine-tune it and down the stretch because, like I told the guys, I said 4 weeks from tonight, sub-districts, And I said, you know, we don't have a lot of practice times because we got some makeup games here and there, conference tournament, and then we go right after conference tournament, we go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. We might make that GICC game up on the following Monday or Tuesday and stuff. So there isn't a lot of time to kind of fine-tune things like I kind of like to do every once in a while. So that's kind of what we've been doing.
Well, as you said, you got a lot of games left to play. Most of this, and it kind of goes with the girls and the guys, you score, you press, you get the steals, and you score. That quit happening in the second quarter tonight.
Yep, it did. We switched up the press in the second quarter to one that we need to work a little bit on. But we switched that up, you know, and they made a little bit of a run at us and stuff. You know, like I told Paul, I said, you know, you kept on calling timeouts and we just about had you for a 10-second count a couple of times and stuff, and then they'd call timeout and then counter what we were doing and stuff. And I didn't switch it up because, one, I wanted to see what he was going to counter with, because some teams will probably counter it that way too. So then the next time I can kind of say, hey, guys, see, look at this. This is what they did. So now we can kind of, you know, counter back on some things and stuff. So. But they did a good job in the second quarter, you know, attacking us. We could kind of, you know, attack them, but we got some charge calls and stuff on some things. But, you know, and that's the way it goes sometimes. And, you know, it's like I told the guys, the effort's still there in the second quarter. It's just that they hit a little bit of a run at us. I said we got to come out in the third and hit a little run on them.
Well, your run in the start of the third quarter didn't end until the final buzzer, even with 40 points.
Yeah, and that, you know. Our kids are kind of one of those, you know, when things are kind of going good, they have that, you know, hey, let's go get them type thing. And things went real well for us in the third and fourth quarter. And you could see them just go, oh, this is fun. This is that, you know, get out here after things. And we moved the basketball and took it to the hole when we had to. And then all of a sudden they had to start, you know, tagging on the drive. And Drew hit a couple. You know, like I tell them, it's a pretty simple game when things work, huh?
You lost starter Tyson Colling in the Hastings-St. Cecilia game. You put Keegan in. How's he doing? How's Tyson's absence? You run so many kids that I'm sure it's not the biggest absence in the world, but how have these kids, and especially Keegan, come along in his absence?
Keegan's done a good job. You know, the one thing that Tyson does is he brings so much ball pressure. You know, there's so many coaches that go, gee whiz, you know, when our guard gets done, with Jacob O'Brien and Tyson Colling out there putting so much ball pressure on you, he said they're exhausted after the game. And Keegan's done a better job. You know, I told him, I said, you got to accept that role and come up and do those, you know, pressure in the basketball type thing. And, you know, at first he's kind of a little bit lenient on things, but he's getting after it now, and that's what we got to have. And Keegan's done a very good job. And then he gets on a little roll on and starts feeling it on his shot, and then, he, you know, things start to go for Keegan.
You've got the makeup game with Donovan Trumbull Friday. Mm-hmm. I want to skip ahead a little bit because we won't see you Friday, but conference tournament. Anytime you're that 4-5, that's a key game because if you win, you get two more. If not, you get that practice time you think you're lacking right now. You'd rather have two more, but you got to go to Loup City Tuesday. Haven't played them this year. Tell me a little bit about them.
You know, Loup City and Paul Henry, he does a great job over there. They run that matchup zone. Secretary is back playing now, which is a big key for them because he's a big guy in the middle for them and stuff. So, you know, we're going to have to come out and just be ready to get after him. We're going to try to get it in I'm not going to say anything that, you know, Paul's not going to understand. I'm going to try to get in an up-tempo game. He's not going to want to get in an up-tempo game. But, you know, his kids can, you know, they're athletic. Roy kid, the Smith kid. The Secretary kid, they're all athletic kids, you know, and if we can get them into an up-tempo game, you know, we can have a chance at them and stuff. You know, and they're athletic enough to run with us and stuff, and I'm telling Paul, you know, let's let them run. Let's let the Stallions go at it and stuff and see what we can do out there and stuff because, you know, it's going to be a fun game. I enjoyed, you know, I coached with Paul throughout the summertime a couple of years ago, and that was a blast. And we just sat there and nitpicked at each other and so on and so forth. So it'll be a fun game. Like you said, the big thing is if you win, you get two more games. If you don't, then you got that, week-long stretch of, you know, coming back and doing some practicing and so on and so forth, which you know, is okay, but I know as well as they as the kids know, they'd rather be playing basketball.
Yeah, nobody wants to be practicing that much when it gets into February.
Yep.
Well, Coach, we'll see you next week. Congratulations on the win tonight.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks for covering us.
Thanks, Don. Don Lease, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Boys. We'll wrap it up right after this on the Mesquite Sports Postgame Show.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
You've been listening to the Mesquite Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Ravenna. Another score to bring to you. After three quarters of play, it is Axtell 46 and Eustis Farnham 32 in a top 10 battle of the Fort Kearney Conference. A win there by Axtell pretty much assures them of the regular season title unless a major upset occurs after the conference tournament. Again here tonight in the girls' game, it was a 14-point game at the half, and Kearney Catholic ends up with a 64-31 win. Bailey Sokolowski, 14.7 boards. Katie Sokolowski, 12.7 boards, 11 points for Kayla James, and 10.8 rebounds for Becky Squires. Jerrica Pearson led Gibbon with 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 blocks. Steph Smith, 8 points in the ballgame. And here in the boys' contest, Jared Reinke, 16, Keegan Fitzgerald, 12, and Drew Butler, 11, as Kearney Catholic takes care of Gibbon, 63-32, a three-point game at half, and the Stars shut down Gibbon to just 12 points in the second half. Logan Rivera led the way with 14 points and 8 rebounds. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the gear you need on sale right now. Check out the great selection of Red Ledge ski coats, half off, Red Ledge ski pants on sale, all shoes on sale as well at Misco Sports. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, we'll see you Thursday from Ravenna as the Blue Jays take on Pleasant. Until then, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.